KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy and 80. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Wednesday, July 18th. News sponsored by Ferguson Funeral Home, First National Bank and Trust. Some isolated showers and storms in the region this morning. We'll have a high this afternoon of 100, and the National Weather Service posting a heat advisories through Friday. Heat index values could be up around 110 each afternoon, today, tomorrow, and Friday. City of Chickasha officials working on a plan to rid neighborhoods of piles of brush and limbs. The story part of today's Cool News.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
It doesn't take long for anyone driving through Chickasha neighborhoods to see huge piles of brush and tree limbs on the curb or in center medians. Some of those piles have been there for weeks, if not months. City Councilman Zach Grayson brought up the issue at this week's City Council meeting. City Manager John Noblett said the city and its private sanitation contractor Waste Connections have brush pickup programs, but each has its limitations. Noblett said they're working on a plan to encourage residents to remove the brush on their own.
The code enforcement office is working now on a brush pickup. We do have a location at our water plant where we take all the city brush, and Lieutenant Alexander with the police department is working right now to put a program together and have like a brush weekend or a brush day to make that available so that people know where that's at so that they can use that in the future.
We'll be sure to let you know when that program might take place. It will be a while before the Chickasha Police Department can get a new vehicle for its detective division. The department was hoping to get a newer vehicle to replace two automobiles, one of which was damaged in an accident, another damaged in a shootout. But the city council voted down a plan to purchase a vehicle from an out-of-state dealer this week. Here are comments from city councilman Mark Keeley.
I noticed we're looking at waiving the bid process. And I saw the bid, well, I mean the estate contract is a fair price. But if it's not an emergency, I've always felt we need to let our local people and other people have a shot at bidding on this particular item. And so with that being said and not being an emergency, and it's kind of a vanilla vehicle, I think we should really consider as a council to consider it going out for bids.
With Councilman David Sykes absent from the meeting, the council voted 4-4 on the issue, and 5 votes are needed for passage, so officials will be going out for bid for the new unmarked vehicle for the detective division. That won't happen, though, till next month, and a bid may not be awarded until September or maybe later. Cool News Time, 8:04. More news coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3 bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
A couple of Anadarko teenagers accused of some violent crimes have been charged as youthful offenders. 16-year-old Raymonda Wetzeline and 15-year-old Michael Jamal Chase James facing felony counts of robbery with a weapon, burglary, and aggravated assault and battery. The Lawton Constitution reported the story but provided no details about the allegations. If convicted, the teens facing at least 5 years behind bars. An educator will be celebrating a lifetime in his field when he retires soon. Greg Winters, superintendent of the Canadian Valley Technology Centers in Chickasha, El Reno, and Yukon, retiring at the end of the month after a 40-year career in career tech. A retirement roast for Winters is coming up Tuesday, August 7th at the El Reno campus. Winters was instrumental in leading the El Reno school through the aftermath of a huge tornado that destroyed nearly every building on that campus a few years ago. Millions of dollars in damage, but no fatalities nor injuries. Tickets to the roast available at superintendent.com. Individuals asked to RSVP Michelle Hester at the El Reno campus by July 27th. Agriculture producers only have a couple more weeks to sign up for USDA programs for the coming crop year. Amanda Tye with the Caddo County Farm Service Agency says that deadline is August 1st.
If you have a farm that has base acres that you own or lease, please ensure that you meet this important deadline for the 2018 sign-up.
She also says that August 1st is the deadline to request a reconstitution of farming operations. That's for producers who have sold or purchased farms in the last year or so. You should contact your local Farm Service Agency office. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, $68.08 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $72.60. Natural gas at $2.74 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,223. Silver, $15.47. Our weather forecast, some isolated showers and storms this morning in the region, and we'll have a chance for some storms throughout much of the day, but hot temps, high about 100 this afternoon, and the National Weather Service issuing a heat advisory for heat index values up to 110 through Friday. That's today, tomorrow, and Friday. Make sure you stay hydrated if you're going to be spending a lot of time outdoors. Right now, it's cloudy and 80 downtown Chickasha. And get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer today during the Ford Summer Sales Event. It's the best time to buy and save on our full lineup of vehicles, the best in Oklahoma, with huge cash rebates, great low financing, and super low monthly payments. The Ford Summer Sales Event. Go online to buyfordnow.com, then hurry into your Oklahoma Ford dealer. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
In sports, Chickasha golfer Cody Burrows advancing to the round of 16 at the Oklahoma Golf Association State Amateur Championship. The number 2 seed out of Oral Roberts University needed just 24 holes to ease past two opponents yesterday, defeating Carson Daniel of Tulsa 6-4 and Dylan Igo of Mustang 6-5. Newcastle's Dalton Daniel, in the meantime, who plays out of Cal State Fullerton, won his opening match 2-1, but was eliminated in the tournament in an afternoon match by Lane Wallace of UConn 3-2. At the Patriot Golf Club in Northeast Oklahoma today, in the round of 16, Burrows is taking on number 18 seed Rec Bechtel of UConn. Also advancing is number 1 seed Austin Eckrode out of Oklahoma State. He's also in the round of 16 today. And two more matches are scheduled for today, and they'll be narrowed down to the final four tomorrow. Several high school wrestlers from Tuttle among the members of the Oklahoma national team taking part in a competitive national tournament in Fargo, North Dakota recently. Tuttle coach Matt Serber had one wrestler finish runner-up. That was Dustin Plott, a junior to be at Tuttle. He placed second at 170. Ryder Ramsey, also to be a junior, placed eighth. Luke Serber, who will be a junior, won three of his five matches. And Rhett Golowinski, who just graduated a couple of months ago from Tuttle, won four of his six matches. A couple of USAO student athletes awarded prestigious scholarships. NAIA National Softball Pitcher of the Year, Emily Cerny, and baseball's Haddon McIntosh are this year's winners of the Bill and Pat Smith scholarships. As a freshman last year, Cerny not only led the Drovers to their first ever national softball title, she was on the university honor roll her first two semesters. McIntosh is from Mustang. He's been on the honor roll four straight semesters and was named to the Sooner Athletic Conference Academic All-Conference Team. The scholarships recognize students who will excel in the classroom as well as in their field of play. Students must have a GPA of 3.0 just to qualify for these scholarships. Oklahoma City Dodgers take two from New Orleans in a twin bill in Oklahoma City last night, 5-4 and 5-2. Oklahoma City's now won five of their last six. They'll face off with New Orleans again tonight at the Bricktown Ballpark. Quite a Major League Baseball All-Star game last night. It had to go extra innings as the American League scores an 8-6 win in 10 frames. 10 home runs in the contest. That's a new record. And 13 of the 14 runs scored came on home runs. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning brought to you by Ferguson Funeral Home and the First National Bank of Trust.